the manual training department succeeds. But after watching the program in operation for 6 weeks, Ellen White could report. About 26 hands, students, have worked a portion of the time felling trees and clearing the land, and they have their studies. They say they can learn as much in the 6 hours of study as in giving their whole time to their books. More than this, the manual labor department is a success for the students health-wise. For this we thank the Lord with heart and soul and voice. The students are rugged, and the feeble ones are becoming strong. Such wild young lads as __, under the discipline of labor, are becoming men. He is becoming a Christian, transformed in character. Oh, how thankful are his parents that he is blessed with this opportunity. A week later she wrote enthusiastically to Dr. Kellogg. These students are doing their best to follow the light God has given to combine with mental training the proper use of brain and muscle. Thus far, the results have exceeded our expectations. At the close of the first term, which was regarded as an experiment, opportunity was given for the students to have their vacation and engage in whatever work they chose to do. But everyone begged that the school might be continued as before, with manual labor each day, combined with certain hours of study. The students work hard and faithfully. They are gaining in strength of nerve and in solidity as well as activity of muscles. This is the proper education, which will bring forth from our schools young men who are not weak and inefficient, who have not a one-sided education, but an all-round physical, mental, and moral training. The builders of character must not forget to lay the foundation which will make education of the greatest value. This will require self-sacrifice, but it must be done. Under this training, students will come forth from our schools educated for practical life, able to put their intellectual capabilities to the best use.